And he used to make his heart one with Narottam Thakur. Then anyone can see, otherwise no. Then he may be, his heart will be melted. If we make our heart like Narottam Thakur mixing together, then we can realize what his heart was, how, and then. When he used to sing all the kirtans, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, with his all associates, Sarup, Sanatan, Sarup, Damodar, all, they used to be there. And when Srinivasa Acharya used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet, and all others, oh, Krishna and Radha, with all his associates, they used to come there and to hear. Narottam Thakur is telling, Keno achaye pran ki sukh lagiya. Why I am still alive? Why I am not going to die? I am not dying? Because my heart is compressed of what? Thunderbolt. If a piece is taken out of water, at once it will give life. But I am still alive. Why? Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu. Prema ratanadhana halaya haray. I'm not doing bhajan of Krishna, Gorachand, who is combined, Radha and Krishna, and his mercy is combined of Radha and Krishna both. He has only come to sprinkle his mercy, only this fall. And still I'm not doing his bhajan. Prem aratana dhan halaya. I'm neglecting most valuable jewel of Golok Vrindavan. Radha Krishna, love and affection. Srimati Radhika, Krishna. And still I am alive. Satsasanga chhari kari asat vilas. With false egos, due to false egos, I'm so learned. I'm high class of brahmacharya. I'm high class of sannyasi. So learned, having so many qualifications. Why I should join association? I'm not any third class bogus. So I should not go there. So this false ego stops me not to go in higher association. And what he is doing? Asate bilas. What bilas means?
Desire.
Desire. Bilas means?
Satisfying temporary pleasure.
I am so much taste. I have so much taste in asat. Where is lust? Where is anger? Where is all bad things? I have so much taste in these things. Playing, gambling and doing all these things, making money and all these things. No taste in satsanga. How glorious is sadhusan? Satang prasangamam vidya samvidau. Pavantaritara karna rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apavag vartman shabdha rati bhakti. Very easily, being in initiation, not chanting more, not doing anything, but if you are in association, like Parikshit Maharaj, and so many sadhus were there, devotees were there, in the council of Parikshit Maharaj when he was hearing Bhagavad. Not chanting, not anything, listening. And what became? He became one of the gopi of Vrindavan. Same mood he had. Sanatana Goswami has explained in Brihad Bhagavatam that he became a very lovely, beautiful, teeny aged gopi, and he told his mother, oh, you should also love Krishna. It is a simple thing to say, mother, that you should love Krishna. Like gopi, like Upapati. But he told this thing. So if anyone in being in association, no arm, not so much 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh chanting, but yet he is in association, he'll be saved. The sadhu sangha will save him, and gradually shraddha, sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and prema bhakti, surely it will come. But if you are thinking that I am sadhu and I am the root of all association, I can give others, then so he is weeping and telling that asat sanghe karinu bilas, giving up all high class of association. I am thinking that I am sadhu and I am mixed with other bad persons, having so much lust, having so much attached to worldly things and money and others. Keva, kenova chaye pran, why I am living? I should give up my life. If there is no taste in good association, chanting and remembering. That is the again he is telling. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sari. Now I am telling Gauranga, Gauranga, but no tears in her, no heart melting, nothing is coming. Why? We have so many desires, worldly desires, full of desires, bad desires, false ego, always criticizing others, always offending something. Namaparad, Vaishnavaparad, Dhamaparad, and all these things. So how this name will come? Never is. So not even semblance of name, but to tell pureness. Kabhu namabhas, sadai namabhas. Sometimes it may be come, it may come. Namabhas. And always Namaparad. So, if there is mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, causeless merciful, so we should call Nityananda Prabhu. Then all Vishaya will go. The test of all Vishaya will go. Otherwise not. By our intelligence, by our effort, we cannot save. So if Nityananda Prabhu is mercy, a drop only, we can be saved. But Nityananda Prabhu cannot do much. If you are not praying for Rupa and Raghunath, so we must pray to Rupa and Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath pade haibe akuti tabe se vibhuje. For this same message, taking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, not this regulative bhakti, never he came for. This was the job of Yugavatara, of Mahavishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came. He came only for Radhaya Pranay Mahima, for this and itself anarchy is carrying it. So, he is praying to Rupa Raghunath that when I will realize what is Jugal Priti. Jugal Priti means Krishna is serving Radhika and Radhika is serving Krishna. They have so much love and affection each other. But the happiness of Krishna, what he feels in serving Radhika. Radhika's happiness is lakhs and lakhs more in Srimati Radhika. So Krishna wants to realize these things. That is why he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty, golden beauty, and intrinsic mood of to sprinkle mercy of a spontaneous bhakti. So we should know that if we are in the line of Mahaprabhu and in the line of Rupa and Raghunath, Sanatana and all others, if we are Gaudiya Vaishnava, devotee, Gaudiya devotee, then we must know that what was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has given to all conditioned souls. And if you will realize, oh, you will never forget Krishna. Never, never. You cannot be deficient. Never. So, we should try to know all these things and gradually have a very strong faith on Guru. Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. You have to know Guru Nishtha. Nishtha means?
Dedication. Dedication. From
dedication. If you have that thing, you can never be deficient. Never, never, never. This Nishtha will save you always. So we should try to have very strong faith in our Guru. And thus we can develop our Shraddha to Bhava-bhakti and Bhava-bhakti to only this was the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can explain something here. From Chaitanya Chaitanya, from the explanations of Swami. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya.
Namashestam Manumati Sachi Putramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Vrajavari Purim Mathurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Prasita Kripaya Shri Gurum Sangnato Vancha Kalpataru Vasya Kripa Sindhu Jai Vacha Patitana Pamanishu Vaishnavishu Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthite Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Bhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Vihinaya Paradhalasyai Siptasya Kama Vitaranga Madhyai Kripamai Swam Saranam Prapanna Sinde Namaste Yam Prabhyantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Doi Payano Virahakataraya Juhava पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञायराधे तन्मयमानि शरणोऽपि। Because that very honored first of all, I'm offering my heartly obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad, Astota Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami, and also to my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami. There is no division, no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So I think I have so much belief in both my Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. I am very happy that here the senior devotees of Swamiji are here, most of them. I know that. What should I do?
From here.
You should make any arrangement.
From here.
What to do?
Just speak a little bit first to the microphone.
No need. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj was very afraid of this. What? At the time of hearing Hari Kata. No, I will be what? Divisiated. What Hari was saying. Oh, I know. Very senior devotees. Perhaps here in this council, Jadurani is the perhaps
most
most
senior. I have senior.
You?
No. Jadurani.
Because when he began his mission in New York, from there he also, I don't know that who is senior, but I know that yourself. Like so many Prabhupada. This Prabhupada. You yourself. I want to see that you should raise your hands that the disciple of Prabhupada. I am so lucky to be. I have only come to meet with them and to take the feet dust of Swamiji. I was very much happy when I went to Honolulu temple. And I went especially in the room where he has written 3 months there, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So everywhere I went to go there. That he used to write in his letters to me, today I am here, I am doing so, I am giving class here. So if he became happy here in 22 Second Avenue, and that park. Oh, now I am in Los Angeles. Oh, so many devotees are coming. Now I no need that any devotee, Malini singer should be sent from India. Oh, here now so many devotees are. We have made this date, ISKCON.
Incorporation. Incorporate ISKCON.
He wrote me same day when he, this regulation.
Corporation
Raja. And when he moved from there to here and there, oh, he used to say, oh, now I'm here. Please let give me letter to this place. And what he was doing, always writing more than 300 letters. In that letter, what he wrote? He wrote that our relation is transcendental. As I have relation, first relation with Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, oh, same relation to you. It cannot break. And that is why he engaged me in service also. Like my Gurudev engaged me always. That is why I am saved. Otherwise, I would have had awful gun to hell. But their mercy has saved. So I realize this. Swamiji had not come only for regulating bhakti. Never he came. But he did. In the beginning, we can adopt all this. He cut the jungle of Mayavad. He cut the association of karmis, karmi, jnani, tapasvi, yogi, all. But this is rectifying. He had not come only for that. I told once, at the time of his sannyas, Vishwarup sannyas, in my Keshavji Gaudiya Math, at the very same day, and all ISKCON leaders were there. But they could not understand. They could not understand the reality. They misguided. They were misguided. Some realized it, but there was pressure not to understand it. You should know there are two kinds of bhakti. Regulative bhakti and spontaneous. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami Nimbadita and all other Maha Acharyas, they came to this world and they preached regulative bhakti. Prahlad Maharaja also has preached for Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhadu, Shimanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakshanam. But Vyasadeva was not satisfied with this. Sukadeva Goswami was not satisfied with this. He had told, Narad told him that you have made so many divisions of Vedas, Upanishads. Four divisions you have done. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, Sam Veda and all others. You have written Mahabharata for all classes of persons and especially for women. Mahabharata. In this you have done Gita. You have done 18 kinds of Purans, 18 kinds of Upapuran and 18 kinds of Shakapuran. You have glorified karma gyans of like this. Artha dharma kam moksha. Sometimes you have told that Shankar is origin of all this creation. Sometimes you have told that Brahma, sometimes Kali, Durga, all. Sometimes in Mahabharata you have told so many stories of Krishna also. But you have not told that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the object of all human beings? Or all beings?
You have no.
That is why you are not satisfied. Then he came to regulative
spontaneous.
He told about Krishna. He told about Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Siddham Subal, and beloved of Krishna, all the gopis. He told that Krishna told, Napareyam Nirvadya Sanjujan. Oh, gopis, I cannot repay you. In lakhs and lakhs, but in birth like Indra and Brahma, so as it, I cannot repay you. Never I cannot. So, Uddhava told, Bande Nanda Brajeshtrinam Padrinum Bhaktisa Yasang Harit Kutho Tipunat Bhona Prayam. He never did pranam to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat is not glorification of Krishna actually. Glorification of and thus glorification of Krishna. That he is praying to gopis, this is glorification of Krishna. That he is praying that I cannot repay. And thus gopi becomes so happy. Oh, now you have repaid us. So, these are very, very deep things. So Swamiji came only to give all these things. Not bhakti, bhakti rasa. There is so much far difference in bhakti and bhakti rasa. Bhakti is the regulative bhakti. Sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. Try to learn well and to hear. I will ask all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came for this. We will see in the words of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He has explained like this. Come in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi, third chapter. Adi, third. Anarpacharin chirakurnyavatajna. Samarpayitum unnatajvalarsangsa bhakti shriya harihapurat sundar dhut kadamba sandhita sadaride andari sadhita. You took translation.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sati Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love.
Any purpose?
No, only, this is quotation from Vidagda Madhav, compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Anarpit charing chirat. Anarpit means what is written.
Not bestowed. Not given.
Chirat. For a long time it has been not given. But it was given. When it was given? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. And one day before of Brahma. Lord Brahma. So in this long period, about 4 crore and 32 lakhs of years. It makes one chaturyugi. And same like night. Then 8 crores and 64 into 71 and and into 14. That Brahma one day. In this day, what was not given to all living beings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with mercifully he kept. Because Krishna is so merciful and he is a Rasik, Shekhar. Shekhar means?
Supermost relisher of Rasik.
Both. He is ocean of Ras himself. And he is also tester of that Ras. So he is a Rasik. And he is a Rasaswaru. Both he. So he is thinking that when he is thinking, when he disappeared his Krishna pastime, and he is thinking that so many long times I have not given this thing. What? Melody of conjugal. But he is not telling like this. Karunyavatirna kalau samarpayitum unnata ujvalarasan. Do you know what is unnata ujvalarasa? Samarpayitum means to give. What is unnata ujvalarasa? There are two kinds of madhur rasa. Shanta, dasya, sakha, vasalya and madhur. Madhur is of two kinds. Patibhav and Upapatibhav. Mood of Satyabhama Rukmini. This is Swakiya. And the mood of Gopis, Lalita, Visakhar, Rukmanjari, and Srimati, especially of Radhika. Upapatibhav. In this, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Mahabhav. Especially Root. Adhirud, Madan, Modan. This is called Unnat Ujvalaras, not the mood of Satyabhama Rukmini. Even Srimati Yashoda has so much love and affection for Krishna and Nanda Baba. Also the friends have so much love and affection for Krishna. But it will not be called Unnat Ujvalaras. Only the mood of Radhika and his associate are Kaya View. Their mood will be called Unnata Ujjvalaras. Samarpayitum, to give this? No. What? Swabhakti Sriyam. This is main thing. Swa means Radhika. Krishna Swa, who is the heart of Krishna? Radhika. So here Swami is Radhika. What Radhika has bhakti? What kinds of bhakti rush? Madan, modan and high class bhakti. By which Krishna is what? Controlled. Basically. So Radhika has unnatva jala rasa. But what is Sriyam? The beauty of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa of Radhika. Only to give this thing. Again here. He has not come to give Unnata Ujjvala Rasa like Radhika or Lalita, Vishakhar or he came to test by three desires. Radhaya Pranima Mahima. I will speak tomorrow about that. What is the beauty of Radhika's love and affection? You should understand by this example that there is a creeper. The beauty of the creeper is very green leaves, flowers and manjaris, like tulasi. You know that these bees, they don't seat on Malli creeper. Feather seat. Not on also leaves. Where there is honey, in leaves or in creeper, in that flower, in manjari there is so much. So these manjaris and flowers are leaves, are the beauty of that creeper. If you will take all the flowers, manjaris, leaves, everything, then there will be no beauty. It will be like a dry creeper. So beauty is this, especially the manjaris, and the bees will sit on these and taste honey from that. All the honey of this creeper, where it is assembled in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to distribute this honey of that. What is that? The service, the Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari, are the beauty of Srimati Radhika. Always serving Srimati Radhika. When Radhika is in separation mode, they feel separation. When they meet with Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha and others, and Srimati Radhika is so happy, then they become happy. In sorrow of Radhika, they become sorrowful. In happiness of Radhika, they become. These are the beauty. If Krishna will call them, oh, they will go and they will hide in the behind of Radhika and Lalita Vishakha. This is the beauty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give these the mood of Roop Goswami, Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari. This is called what? Rupanuga. There is much difference in Rupanuga and Raganuga. We don't know all these things. We should try to know all these things. Raganuga means Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Santaras, Dasaras, Sakharas, Vatsalaras, and so many classes of this. Dasaras of 100 parts of Adhikrit Das. Parishad Das, Lalya, Palya, so many Das. Like, for example, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Shamb, they are also servants of Krishna, Dasyaras. Hanuman is also Dasyaras. Uddhava is Dasyaras. Satvama Rukmini of Dasyaras. But so much power difference. Raktak Patrak, Rakti and Patri are also servant of Dasyaras of Krishna. So much difference, so much difference. So lakhs and lakhs division of Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakharas, Vatsalaras, and also of but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come for bhakti raganuga marga pravartan, only for this he will tell, and to taste the bhakti rasa of Srimati Radhika. So here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling, Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajanda Kumar Goloke Brajer Saha Nitya Saha Tija.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
Brahmar ek din hai, ki hoi ek baar.
Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes.
Then, सप्त त्रेता द्वापर कली चारि युग ज्ञानी एक चारि युग दिव्य एक युग मानी इकहत्तर चतुर्युग एक मनवंतर ही हैज गिवन दैट ऑफ हाउ मेनी इयर्स ही कम दिस वन टाइम इन कली ओनली वन टाइम इन कली एंड दास सख माता पिता सखी गण लइया ब्रजे कीड़ा करे कृष्ण प्रेमाविष्ट हैया एंड वन टाइम ही बिकम्स कृष्ण ही डिसेंड्स टू दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही टेस्ट द रस ऑफ सख बात्सल्य एंड मधु व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस 12
Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers.
Gone. Yathesh Bihari Krishna kare antadhyan, antadhyan kari kare mane numar.
Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus.
What? What?
For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachments, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following Vaidhi Bhakti regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi.
This is the mood of Krishna. And this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the mood of all acharyas. From Brahma to especially Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, and after that Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada, and also of Swamiji. Because he accepted this line. He has accepted everywhere. From Brahma to his Prabhupada. He has accepted. He is not any free acharya that he has established and he is the root of all gurus. He has accepted all guru parampara. So, now Krishna, after this appearance of his Braja Leela, he is thinking that Sakal Jagata मोरे करे विधि भक्ति ब्रजभाव पाइते नहीं शक्ति अगेन
एवरीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड पीपल वर्शिप मी अकॉर्डिंग टू स्क्रिप्चुरल इंजंक्शन बट सिंपली बाय फॉलोइंग वैदिक भक्ति सच रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स वन कैन नॉट अटेन द लविंग सेंटीमेंट्स ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ ब्रजभूमि
व्हाट इज रेगुलेटिव भक्ति व्हाट इज रेगुलेटिव भक्ति
Not
only. Like donations, the service of father and mother, making cowherds,
cow sheds,
making so many schools, gurukuls also, making so many gardens, big gardens for Krishna. These are regulative bhakti. These are not. Swamiji came and he engaged the unqualified person in these things in beginning, and it is essential for these devotees. Essential. Without this, they cannot engage their senses in Krishna bhakti. So anyhow he engaged them, but it was not supreme thing. So these are regular things. Even if you are for fear of hell or anything, that if you are not serving Krishna, then serving your father, mother, doing all these things, it is regulative. So even Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, high class of bhakti, but it may be regulative bhakti. Oh, it cannot give you Braj bhakti. If you are not doing all these things in the guidance of any Braj bhakta, Rasik bhakta, if you will do all these Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, in the guidance of Prahlad Maharaj, you can see your worshipable deity everywhere in the world, and in Krishna you can see all. You can be Mahabhagavat, but Jnani Bhagavat, not a Rashi. Then you will have to follow Rupa and Raghunath. Otherwise, by following Prahlad Maharaj, by following Bhisham Pitamah, by following others, you cannot go. So he is telling, Aishwarya Jnaneti Sab Jagat Mishrita, Aishwarya Sithil Preme Nahi Moraprita.
Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me